think I've turned into a Christmas Grinch. It might not be good form for a pastor to admit this openly, especially on Christmas Eve, but I must admit that I've been struggling more than most this year, wondering why in the world we bother with this stressful, emotional, and exhausting month we call December. And in the midst of that feeling last Sunday, I sat and watched Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And seeing that show in December has been a family tradition almost every year. And this year in particular, for the first time, my family was grumbling more than usual about why we see the same darn show every single year. Some said, "The story doesn't change. We get it already." Others said, "You know, it seems like the actors don't change either. It's the same Scrooge every year." And yet another said, "You know, the set looks the same as last year's as well. So why bother going?" Well, here we are on Christmas Eve. We have the same readings, basically the same music. So I wonder, why do we bother coming here once a year, at night, with candlelight, along with readings from this old book that we call the Bible? Why bother? Now, on the surface, it might be to appease a family member, or to call to mind a loved one that died, or to get in the Christmas spirit, whatever that is, or maybe because it's tradition. Now, I've sat in many a pew at this point in the service, waiting for the pastor to hurry up and finish up so we can go on with our evening and get to our presents, or at least get to bed because it's kind of late. So I get where you're coming from. But the question still remains, why bother? Why bother gathering to talk about God's incarnation or God becoming human? Why bother think about something that happened over 2,000 years ago? What, after all, does the incarnation mean in 2015 on a relatively warm and snowless Christmas, mind you, in Chicago? Well, I don't pretend to have an easy answer for you. After all, being Christian isn't about the easy answers. What I do know, though, is that life is messy. Addiction, death, lies, secrets, interesting family dynamics, abandonment, terror attacks, missed opportunities, disaster, arguments. Life is messy. And incarnation is messy. One scholar notes that incarnation messes up the tidy lines and categories, including those different dividing lines of what is divine and what is human. God's presence coming to us in a baby keeps us always guessing and watching carefully. We ask ourselves, what is divine? What is human? And where's the distinction between the two? An incarnation also keeps us from quickly discounting things and people, even when we want to discount people and their agency in the name of charity in the midst of December. The messy incarnation reminds us to stop expecting or endorsing some unattainable perfection in ourselves and in others. You see, by simply taking on human form, everything that we know about God becomes messy. It becomes messy because humans are complicated. Humans are difficult to understand and define. We do things that are incongruent, out of character, and flat out cryptic. And if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other, you know that sometimes they can just be cryptic in what they're saying. Being human is mysterious at times. And the incarnation is also full of mystery. So perhaps we gather here each year to live in the awe and the mystery of God's presence in a messy world. Maybe we gather here each year to hold on to our own messiness and then to really own it and lean into the messiness of our lives, and then to experience God's presence in the messiness. Now, while I sat at a Christmas carol with my family and my boyfriend, I was quickly reminded that relationships are messy. However, in a world that is torn apart by war and gun violence, in a war where Professor Hawkins is suspended from Wheaton College because of her professed solidarity with Muslims' brothers and sisters, in a world where miscommunication and misinterpretation turned into missed opportunities and misunderstandings, in the midst of all that happens in this messy world, perhaps just being with another in the midst of the messiness is the true expression of incarnation. Simply sitting next to those I love and with whom I often disagree, might just that be the advent of God's incarnation in our life? There, sitting in that place, a place of love and grace and truth in a messy, messy world. And could it be that our solidarity is a continuation of that incarnation of our God? This week I heard one of my favorite Christmas time songs. So this is Christmas by John Lennon. I'm not a very good singer, but it's 10:30 at night, so I'm going to give it a shot anyway. Sing along with me if you know the first few words. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And we'll stop there. But these first few beginning phrases of the song always get me reflecting on another year gone by. And similarly, after finishing watching A Christmas Carol, I realized that the way I engaged with the story this year was different than in years past. I found myself thinking about my life more deeply, thinking of what my year looked like. And I found myself relating to the characters, and probably especially Scrooge this year. And in the midst of that, I found myself shaped in new ways, even if it was the same story, the same people, and the same set. So too, my prayer for you this night is that you engage with the Christmas story in a new way. I hope that as you sit here with a lot of the same things as last year, the readings, the songs, the candles, in all of that, I hope that you engage as a different person. With Christmas Eve less than an hour and a half, or Christmas Day less than an hour and a half away, take a deep breath and wonder tonight. Wonder how you have been incarnated by God this year. Think about how you've engaged others, yourself, and God. And then pause. Pause and be reminded of our God. A God who comes to us in the messiness of life. Be reminded of Emmanuel, God with us. Remember that God is with you, in fact, is with us. And notice God's solidarity in the midst of the messiness of humanity. Notice that not even the messiness of humanity can separate us from God's love. So sure, tonight it's the same story, it's the same night, nothing all that new. But then ask yourself, why bother? Amen.